Yeah, I did see that video. I was looking at it. I've got a Reolink system, and I've got some specialties. You know, of course, they started with the doorbell camera. Then on the front corner of the house where the drive is, I have a pan, tilt, zoom that can do, I forget what, that one has got some sort of a dually thing. It's got a fixed lens and then it's got one that'll zoom. And I forget if it's optical or just software zoom, but then I've got another one in the back corner of the house, which is also a pan, tilt, zoom. And that one is a higher. I forget what that one will zoom. They also make a 16 optical zoom one, which that one's creepy for a neighborhood like mine. You know, I've got an acre, but how at that zoom level, I'd be looking in windows. So it's like, yeah, I don't think I need 16x. But there are times where, well, there'll be a critter in the back of the yard, and I do wish I had a little bit more. I just don't think I'm fine with whatever optical level I got now. But I got that Reolink system. It's all wired, PoE. I've only got one spot that I'd like to, one or two spots I'd like to get another. And actually, what I'd like to do is I'd like to, instead of having them on the corner of the house, pointing out, and then you can catch the sides. I'd rather trench them and get them out to the, garage or something like that or wherever, and then have them out and then looking in on the property from out. That would be a lot better, but it's a lot of work, so maybe one day. But I do like my Reolink setup. I think for the money, it's spot on. I've only had one complaint the whole thing so far, and that's the, they got this little, reset switch that's not weather protected very well, and when you get really bad rain, sometimes you'll get one to wig out until you go out there and you gotta blow out that little switch and squirt some cleaner in there or something like that. So I've tried sealing them up really good. I got one in particular, the one on my southern exposure. It seems like it's always getting a little moisture in there and boogering up, so that little switch is a real bugaboo. I guess I could just cut it out and then seal everything up, and then if I ever need it, I'll just have to untape it or whatever the heck it is. Anywho, so I'm pretty much done with cameras. Maybe when I know what's going to happen with the garage, I might get something for there. Maybe an indoor one. I got one downstairs to watch for my cat. I need one upstairs. So that's the extent of my cameras, which is a lot, really, when you think about it. I think Donald said he was going to go back to listening. So, Tom?